Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to my second episode of What You Say Stuff. I'm so glad you're here tuning in for the second time. So sit back, relax, pick your poison, and let's dive in. I'm excited to dive into this topic, and I didn't just come up with it. Another creator, she asked this question. It was my first time meeting her. And at first, when she asked it, I told her no, like there's nobody. But then I thought about it more. And her question was, do you have anyone that you will spin the block on? When she obviously this was more in the topic of like romantic or like sneaky link type of vibe, not much of like friendship. My head jumped into both ponds. Friendship-wise, I do have somebody that I would spend the block on, and that's my male best friend back in college. I was so young and so naive and so childish that I don't even remember why we fell out. I don't know what it was. I think I know what it was, and if I remember correctly, it was because he had trust issues and it kept projecting onto me. And I think at some point I just got over it. I couldn't do it anymore. I feel like there was probably other stuff, but that's like the main one that comes to the top of my head. And you know what? I should have spoken to him about it, because what if I was displaying, things that made him question me, But to be honest, like me and TB, that's what we're gonna call him, we were inseparable. Like we was always together. We used to chill outside of school. We were really close, and I feel like because I had self-esteem issues, and I don't know, I was just making the wrong decisions, and he was trying his best to be a friend to me, and I was doing the opposite. Like, I should have listened to him, and I didn't, and I regret it so much, and I wish I could apologize to him. But I know a lot of people are gonna be like, why don't you just hit him up? To be honest, I don't know if he's even going to accept my apology, or if things will be the same, not the same, or like be better. I just don't know. I'm very much afraid of rejection. Like, it will break my heart. It will break my freaking heart. And that's like, that's not an excuse. I let the influence of another person kind of get in the way, especially at the end. He really wanted to talk to me and like try to clear things up and stuff like that. And I just wasn't with it. And I do blame somewhat this person. We're gonna call her Urban. So Urban, she was weird. Now that I think about it, at the end of everything, she was weird. Like I really gave this girl bundles. Like that's how much I was writing for her. And I felt like she was just using me and just, but I do regret letting Urban get in between me and TB, because he sent me a paragraph, TB, and I don't know, like the paragraph sounded mad weird, 'cause he said it like something was said, or that I said something, or I shared something. And he was insinuating, like, not like there was something I don't know. And I just ignored the message and I didn't even respond. And I should have listened to him, because later on, Urban showed her true colors. And Shorty was fake. She was fake as fuck. I don't know. Maybe in 2025 or before 2025, things will change and be rekindled. But until then, I need to start learning how to take rejection. Don't be like me. Do it. Send that text. Send that DM. And just throw the phone away from you. And that's it. Now, the creator was talking about more on a romantic, sneaky link or person you were dating when she asked me. And, you know, I thought about it at first. I was like, no, there's nobody. And then I thought about it more and I'm like, you know what? There's one person as of presently now, as I'm recording this, that I don't know if I would spin the block on, but I do think about him. We dated. We didn't even date because we were just that's how complicated it was. Like, he didn't want a relationship, but we spoke almost every day, texted every day. You know, we gave each other insight on what to do, especially with his brand and what he's doing, me with my podcast. And I would say if I do spin the block on this person, I think the most I will do is just a friendship. I wouldn't do nothing else besides that. I kind of handle that fallout kind of weird. And we never spoke about it. We just stopped talking because something happened. I'm not about to put all my business out there, and I'm going to respect his privacy. But because he didn't want a relationship, I was like, okay, cool. So I started dating somebody else, and I thought the person that I was dating was somebody that was going to be the one and was understanding, and we was going to be in matching pajamas by now, but that wasn't the case, and that's fine. Yeah, I think I'll spin the block on a friendship level. I don't think I'll ever go past that with this person. I'm a real lover girl, so I'm not good at friendships with people that I like and formed a certain type of connection with. And to be honest, I don't know if he even felt the same in regards to connection with me, because I felt very replaceable in this man's life. Like, I felt like he had other options and maybe he can do better or whatever. So I just eventually was like, yeah, I'm not fucking with this. I don't like the vibe. And a woman's intuition doesn't lie, because there was a lot of red flags. I won't say he was an honest man, like really honest, because I don't know that. All I know is that there were little red flags here and there that I was like, I never asked about it. I never asked about these red flags because we weren't together. We weren't dating. We was just fine with each other, and that was about it, and that was fine. And plus, he lives mad far. My boy lives far. Not that far, but far. Ever since she asked me that question, though, I did spin the block on somebody, because that question had my gears going, and I don't regret it. This person is a good friend. I would say I don't know if I will consider this person a friend right now, because we're just cool. This is the thing, like, I put people in a certain level of standards, and like, I'm very intentional with the people in my life and who I talk to and all this extra stuff. Like, I don't know how to differentiate somebody from, oh, this is just a friend, it's just for partying, this is a friend, it's just for this, da, 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 da. Like, if I'm cool with you, we're cool. Like, if you need anything, if you need a shoulder to cry on, if you need somebody to vent to, if you tell me, yo, Steph, I need help with this. Oh, Steph, like, can you help me with this? Hey, Steph, I really need you in this event with me, or I need your support in this. I'll be there and I'll do that. because I don't know how to half-ass everything. Like I said, I'm a lover girl. I'm a lover girl, and that includes in all aspects of life. Like, the way I love my family, and even my best friend is her family, is a great example, especially my best friend. Like, I don't think she knew when we were 5, 6 years old that she signed a whole 360 deal with me. I don't think she realized, like, we were really going to be stuck forever. And actually, our story is a great example of spinning the block. Because we grew up together, you know, we grew. And, you know, we have separate lives. There was a point where she was on her own journey and I was on mine. We didn't speak for like a year. And I remember I called Auntie and I was like, Auntie, like, I don't know how to talk to Janasia. Like, how is she? XYZ. And I know Auntie was probably like, yo, these girls, like, Stephanie, if you don't get off my phone. Auntie is the sweetest person, but she's so real. So I spun the block. I was like, how is she? What is she doing? La, da, da. And here we are. We're back together. We just had to grow apart and grow individually to then come together and grow together. So it's just, yo, spinning block goes into so many avenues, and I freaking love that question. That's why I'm like, trust me, we're about to dive into another avenue that comes with spinning the block. We're about to get deep. Now, I know, you know, I have to get deep a little bit and I have to, you know, put some self growth or whatever in there. Spinning the block on yourself. Okay, like, okay, Steph, you with the press, let's go ahead and come right back to yourself. Let's go ahead and be like, okay, what are we doing? Go to your closet, clear it out. Go to your shoes, clear it out. Go to your jewelry, clear it out. Go through your bags, clear it out. Yes, all of it. Like, I love the concept of constantly spinning the block on yourself, because it's like you're relearning yourself. You're, I guess, doing a whole self-awareness of who you are, what you like, you don't like. I need to know my own comfort zone and know that I need to adapt to my comfort zone. Not much of go outside the box, like, you know, there's a circle, and you know there's a circle and people put the dot all the way to the right. But I would say, like, this journey of mine was me spinning the block on myself and really just going for it. And I found a whole new glow. Even the people around me are like, yo, Steph, you're like glowing differently. You have a glow to you. It's just me, baby. I spin the block on myself and I am loving myself right now. Showing myself a lot of self-love, if you know what I mean by self-love. Let's keep it PG-13, okay? But yeah, I think that's the deepest we're going to get with that, because it's all individually. And I think the generalization of just revisiting yourself constantly helps you center yourself and be in tune and, you know, always doing check-ins and, you know, talking to God and being like, you know, God, I do think spinning the block includes rejection, pridefulness, scared. I don't know. It's really subjective. It's really based off emotions and being too much in your head. But you also have to analyze and make sure that the person you are spinning the block on is worth that. Is worth that energy. So asking for discernment is really important, because you don't want to spin the block on the wrong person and get hurt again and having to relearn your lesson again. But yeah, that's it for now. I hope this topic grinds your gears and really makes you do that next step with whoever it is that you want to reach out to. As much as, you know, it impacted on my side of things, because I don't regret it. I don't regret any of the decisions that I've been making. They've been intentional, so spin that block on whoever it is. Definitely you'll be happier. Spin the block on whoever makes you happy. Anybody and everybody. And fuck who got anything to say about it. Because people will talk no matter what. No matter what. Some people are just not mature enough. Some people enjoy being crash outs. They think it's okay. That shit toxic as fuck. So just do it. Fuck what anybody got to say about it. This is about you, not about them. And yeah. Until next time. Bye.